This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I perceive, or hope you find, is another session of sanity here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. All right. Let's just jump right in. Or maybe I do this. MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com where you can, you know, look at it. We all use pillows, pillowcases, sheets, comforters, doggy beds. Most of you have doggy beds for your dog, I think. You know, but it's all available at MyPillow.com. And Mike Lindell, right, he's got Americans working at his plants. He's putting this stuff together here. He's manufacturing a lot of it here. That means he is supporting the community that the plants are in, that the warehouses are in, truck drivers, electricians, carpenters. Think about all the people involved in that. Why wouldn't you want to support that? Right? I mean, no, or you want to keep buying stuff from China. So you need to support that. And along with that, I make a few bucks off it. If you use promo code Joe, you'll get 50 to 60% off of what you buy. Sometimes you get a 2-for-1 deal. I don't know because it changes from time to time. So get over there, take advantage of it. Again, mypillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out, and you'll save. I'll make a few bucks, and we keep Americans working in this country. And I think that's a great idea, frankly. All right. This is not a surprise. It's more of an irritant, but it's not a surprise. YouTube has removed Trump's faith in freedom speech. Isn't that great? That's perfect. God forbid. So they removed the speech delivered by the president. Right? He had been a keynote speaker for the Faith of Freedom Coalition. You know, this is nothing more than censorship, right? Pure and simple. Now, Ralph Reed, the founder of Faith and Freedom Coalition, look, if I was them, why do we keep doing this? I get crazy because we keep supporting, we keep hoping, we keep thinking that these things are going to change. Why are you... YouTube has pulled 3 channels on me, people. 3. That's why you can't find me on there anymore. I went out of my way, in our own expense, to come up with our own way of distributing video. It's on my website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. If you go there, I guarantee you one thing, okay? My channel won't be missing. Why? Because I own the channel. I'm not going to censor myself. And the company that this stuff sits on, we're good there too. Because frankly, as long as I keep paying the bill, we're good. So, like I always say, we've got to start opening up different avenues. You got to stop feeding the beast. You got to stop paying your tithes to the devil here, because that's what you're doing. You're giving them money. You're paying these people, or you're supporting. Look at every time you play a video on YouTube, I don't care what the video is, right? Somebody is making money off of that. If they start to grow and get more views, somebody is making money off of that. So my question to you is, it's really simple. It doesn't take brain surgery to figure this out. But my question is, do you really want to keep doing this? Is this really the way you think it should go down? Just asking. It drives me nuts when people say, I can't find you here, I can't find... Even Facebook. Man, you go back, well, they take it on 3 of my pages. You go back to the original pages, you'll see 30, 40, 50,000 views on a video we put up. Now if we get 10, I'm excited. There were some weeks we were getting 2 million views all week long. Now, I used to say either I sucked that bad and it just fell off over a weekend, or, you know, they're doing what they're doing. You know, Rush Limbaugh warned us about this, warned conservatives. He said, be careful about helping to build these platforms on social media. They are extremely powerful. And he was right. Not only are they powerful, but they decide what message is going on. So even if I come up with some great segment over one of these issues, they can decide whether somebody's going to get to hear it or not. They'll decide what goes on the platform. For some reason, sex and debauchery and violence against conservatives is a home run. But if you try to speak any kind of common sense and or conservatism into the situation, not so much. Quite irritating. Let's see if I can get Ed on before the break. Ed, thanks for calling. I always appreciate your point of view.
Ed? Earth-breaking news that was on public television about they found evidence, and it just showed two shots of a toilet bowl where they had 4x4 hard copy sheets down in the toilet, and then the next showed nothing. And I can bet you every 8 to 10-year-old's already been told about you don't put stuff down in the toilet because it'll clamp. But according to the so-called expert on one of these primetime public television news media, that's positive proof that Trump was getting rid of vital information.
Yeah. Even while he wasn't there, he was getting rid of vital information. That was great.
Right, but the idea that any idiot would believe that, everyone knows you can't, the toilets are notorious for overflowing
you know.
Stuff.
Yeah. You're giving people too much credit. Ed, I got to go for a break. You're going to get cut off. Thanks
all
for calling.
Well, story of my life.
We'll be back in a few minutes. We'll go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
It sounds so much better when you turn the microphone on, don't it? Anyway, Joe, I'm still your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732 5563, talking about some of the censorship. Yeah, you guys poked me. What do you want from me? It's a mere fact that we keep going back to YouTube, but you guys keep going back to YouTube. People keep sending me emails. I can't find your YouTube channel. You will not find my YouTube channel. You know why? They don't want you to. They've canned 3 of them on me. I've had 3 Facebook pages, 3 YouTube pages or channels, a multitude of Twitter followers. So I'm done, people. Yeah, I keep a Twitter account. Yeah, I have a Facebook page. I do not interact. I am not active on them, if you would. I send video there. That's it. End of discussion. If you want to find us, you want to find me, I think we're on Truth Social. We're on all the biggies, right? But we don't do much there either. Because for me, it's not where it's at. Social media is not where it's at for us. We can't get our message out. I don't have the money to sue people and go after people like that. Now, some people are saying, well, that's because you don't spend enough money with them. If you spend more money with them, then they won't cut you. No, that's not true. That is just not true. They will shut you off. They don't care. But, you know, I said, Rush Limbaugh once said conservatives need to be careful because they're building on these platforms. Millions of people come, look at, after my third page, I'll give some of you guys a lot of credit. After the first page was taken out, Facebook, we put up the second one, and you guys came running. God bless, thank you. But with the third page, I almost got embarrassed asking you to come back. And the same thing with Twitter. You know, Twitter sent me a note that they removed, I don't know how many, Tammy would know better than I would, 40,000+ followers. They told me that these were duplicate, dead, or fake accounts. Now, the funny thing about all of this, though, frankly, honestly, is two of the accounts they removed were mine. I had other accounts that I actually had go. I mean, we have, some of us have different accounts for our personal stuff, for our business stuff, the radio stuff. Right? So, no. And I didn't have millions of followers, but those people who did and got canned, like President Trump and others, shows you that Limbaugh was right. No, seriously, right. So stop asking us to build up there. Stop asking us to build. Matter of fact, I would say you should start pushing some of these people to get off of there. The Bonginos of the world or what have you. They end up being the only voice you hear. And nothing wrong with them. All right, where was I? School board. Oh, there we go. Again, another school board. Shows you how ignorant they actually are. School board in North Dakota canceled the Pledge of Allegiance because it has the phrase under God in it. They voted on that. The board voted on, in a 7-2 vote, against reciting the Pledge of Allegiance before meetings. One of the board members, Seth Holden, said the pledge is not diverse enough. Given that the word God is in the text, the Pledge of Allegiance is capitalized. The text is clearly referring to the Judeo-Christian God, and therefore does not include any other faith, such as Islam, Hinduism, and Buddhism. Really, so when you capitalize God, I want you to know this is a new thing. I never learned this in school. Now when you capitalize God, apparently, that is specifically pointing to the Judeo-Christian God. Now, being a Christian, I don't have a real big problem with that, but frankly, how many Muslims, Hinduism, Hindus, Buddhists? You know, I think you'd be surprised how many people are not offended. You know, what's really funny is, and I don't want to get into the theology of the whole thing, when a Muslim refers to God, they refer to God, what they perceive to be the God of Abraham, as Allah. All right? Which is, in essence, their word for God. So I love it when Christians get all crazy and nuts and everything else. Because they go, look, you're making a big deal out of something that just doesn't have that much meaning to it. Right? I mean, even the Jews have a different name for God, really. So do we get crazy about it? No, we don't. And we shouldn't. There are other things that hang. If you're having a religious discussion, whether it's Allah, God should not be part of the discussion. It just takes away from it. Seriously. Another school board member, Namal Dell, reiterated what Holden said. We're in a diverse community. And that is what matters. Yeah, but you're in a diverse community in the country, in the United States, under which that flag, which came together under God to begin with, is protecting you and protecting your right to even say you don't want to say the pledge. Say you don't want to honor that flag. Any other country, you'd be dead by now. You'd have been removed and probably cracking rocks out in the desert somewhere. The school's website says education is better where schools are composed of students, teachers, and families drawn from diverse socioeconomic backgrounds, cultures, races, ethnicities, religions, and sexual orientations. Well, they can't mean that. The 1776 Project PAC, a group dedicated to electing school board members committed to abolishing CRT from public school and curriculum, they posted a story on social media. You know, and listen, these are the things, if you live in those areas, you have friends in those areas, you have loved ones in those areas, these are the ones that you need to stir up and get rolling and get involved and get engaged. You keep saying, well, I have no money, I can't do this. Well, you can make phone calls, right? Can you? If you don't, listen. If you're only willing to listen to me, or listen on the shows like mine, or you know, read something off of Facebook and scream and yell about it, yet you're not one of my people. You're not somebody I think is a warrior. You're not somebody I want to be arm in arm with. If you're one that's going to pick up the phone, make calls, send emails, do whatever to help out a candidate for school board, or water board or city council, as I always say, then we're on the same page. We're good. I can deal with you. But honestly, action, not just words. You can speak a good game, sound tough, but when push comes to shove, are you really going to be there for me? Are you really going to be arm in arm with me? Former President Trump, well, at this point, he might be forced into running for president. Talk about that. No, we won't. Talk about that in the next hour. All right, Dick Morris joins me after the break. Will Trump run again? Well, he thinks so. We'll be back in a minute.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line. I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. A commercial truck driver has been acquitted of all charges in connection to a crash that killed 7 motorcycle riders. The jury on Tuesday found Vladimir Zhukovsky not guilty of 7 counts of manslaughter and 1 count of reckless conduct. He was driving a Dodge 2500 pickup that crashed head-on into a procession of riders in a motorcycle club of Marine veterans on a rural road in June of 2019. A new Rasmussen poll found that a majority of Americans, 63%, say they are changing their eating habits in response to historic inflation rates and their effects on grocery prices. Hit hardest are families with kids, with 72% changing their habits to accommodate higher prices for basics like eggs, milk, butter, and bacon, and women under 40 at 73%. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. I'm the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RIP-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let's get to it. You know, again, I had the pleasure of recording an interview with Dick Morris on his new book. Hopefully you will enjoy this as much as I did, seriously.
Well, we're back at it again. Always appreciate this man's time with me. Dick Morris, he's an author, commentator, strategist, political consultant for the likes of Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. I guess, you know, Dick, we can forgive you about the Bill Clinton thing because you're helping out Donald Trump, so we'll give you a pass. two very different guys, two very different personalities, yes?
Yeah, but not very different programs. When I went to work for Trump, in 2020, I told him that I watched his State of the Union in 2020, and I had written the Bill Clinton State of the Union in 1995. And I said, they're very similar, the same programs. The only difference was that Clinton said, I will do it, and he didn't, and Trump said, I have done it, and he did. But from building the wall to mandatory sentences for criminals to a whole host of things that Clinton said he'd do but didn't do, and Trump did.
You know, Dick, I've often said that one of the most scariest lines that anybody heard in the Trump speech was his inauguration speech when he said, today I give the power back to the people. And I said every Democrat on the Hill fainted that day because they knew he was real, right?
So my book is The Return, Trump's big comeback in 2024. And I say in it that Trump will run. I think he will win the Republican nomination, I believe, without a primary or a serious minor. And I think that he will be reelected. He will be the 47th as well as the President of the United States. And, you know, when you mention returning the power to the people, one very exciting proposal that I talk about in the book that Trump highlighted in his speech last week, when he was president, he passed a bill repealing the civil service system for employees of the Veterans Administration, saying that their protections against being fired would be taken away, and they could be fired at will, hired at will, and promoted at will, which made them accountable and responsive and vastly improved their performance. And Trump is now saying that he's going to do that with the entire federal civil service, which is the way to make sure that they're responsive and they listen to the people. My old boss Clinton once said being president is like running a cemetery. You have thousands of people under you, but nobody listens to you.
That's a great line. I love that. Hey, Dick, I wanted, you know, you mentioned this in the book, and I want to touch on polls. I've been doing this show for about 15 years now, and polls have always, I just don't trust them. I never have, because you know as well as I do, it depends on how you ask the question and the whole nine yards. But in 2020, Trump was behind by 11 points. These were Republican pollsters, and it shows you that they're in the pockets of the Dems, are they not?
Yeah, a lot of them are. There were two that are not. John McLaughlin and McLaughlin and Associates and Trafalgar. And they were incredibly accurate, understood that this would be basically a tie election, although they did predict that Trump would carry Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. And in my judgment, he did. But the other polls were just totally inaccurate. It wasn't because of statistical inaccuracies or they didn't ask the question right, or that it was simply that they were phoning the numbers, because they knew that the Democrats would try to steal the election. And they had to enter Election Day with a heritage of the polls that showed the Democrats way ahead. Otherwise, the actual results that they phoned would be so shocking, nobody would believe them.
Now, in your new book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback, there's a lot of people who don't believe he's going to run again, but how are you going to overcome? How is he going to overcome what I expect to be some more cheating, some more, ballot stuffing, what have you?
I think that's a problem that we have on the way to being solved. And I write about this in the book. There is a case that nobody knows about, but everybody will, called Moore versus Harper. And it's a case that comes from North Carolina. And the Republican conservatives are saying that the Constitution, Article 1, Section 4, gives the exclusive power to regulate congressional and Senate elections to the state legislatures, not to the governors, not to the state courts, but to the state legislatures. And that's been interpreted over the years to mean the states. And these strict constructionists are saying, no, it doesn't say states. It says state legislatures. And the governors have no business interfering in this. So if we win that case, and I think we will, because four conservative judges have already agreed to hear the case, and we'll probably pick up a fifth and sixth vote, it means that in five key states, Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Wisconsin, where the legislatures controlled by Republicans have passed really good election reform bills requiring photo ID, eliminating drop boxes, requiring signature verification, and all of that, the governors have vetoed the bills, the Democratic governors. And if this case is decided in our favor, those bills will become veto-proof. And we will have these elections conducted under the good and fair rules that currently apply in Georgia, Arizona, and Florida, where the governors just signed the bill. And I asked Rudy Giuliani the other day, he was on my Newsmax TV show, Democracy, every Saturday at 7:30. And I asked him, will this solve the problem of voter fraud? And he said, absolutely. If we win the Moore v. Harper case, it is over.
Well, I hope you guys are right. You know, I've got one of those ballot boxes about 4 miles from my house. It's in a park, and it still has ballots in it. You know, the old-fashioned mailboxes, when you tap the side, you could tell what.
Yeah,
it's just so, and the county won't do anything about it. The Los Angeles County says, well,
I'll bet all the ballots in there for Trump.
That's where his votes went. But listen, you go ahead, finish.
Well, the point that I want to make is that Donald Trump is the only candidate who can say the four magic words that will decide this election. I did it already. Because every candidate is going to come back and say, the Republican will say, look at inflation, look at the cost of gas, look at illegal immigration, and we have to stop that. And the Democrats come back and they said, you can't do it. You can't. You're promising something you can't deliver. This is a global problem. These are inevitabilities. Borders are anachronism from the past. And Trump comes back and says, BS, I did it already. Under me, gas was $1.80. Under me, there was no illegal immigration. Under me, inflation was less than 2%. So I did it already, and I can damn well do it again.
Dick, we only got about a minute in this segment left. I mean, does he do himself any favors by constantly talking about, and I'm a big Trump fan, so don't take this the wrong way, but constantly talking about how it was stolen. Is he just keeping it fresh in people's minds?
Well, first of all, it was.
Yes.
Secondly, he's not, there are a lot of people that they talk about the future, but it's very important that the Republican voters understand how they were finagled on election day and don't let it happen again. So the more he talks about it, the more our voters say, okay, I volunteer to be a poll watcher, I volunteer to be an election inspector, I volunteer to pass leaflets out at the polling places, I volunteer to do all that, and that's going to sit back and watch Trump run television commercials. And the more he talks about that, the more effective it will be.
Good. Okay. We got to go for a quick break, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Dick Morris right after this.
You know, and again, you got to grab the book, Return.
Okay, we're back at it again. Dick Morris joins me. I'm delighted to have him on with me.
I love when these things happen. You got to go grab the book, okay? You can get it everywhere. You can get it at Amazon. Get it wherever you want. Grab the book. You're going to find out why he believes it's going to happen. We're going to talk a little bit about how his challenger, although I don't know if she's much of a challenge, whatever, his challenger is Hillary Clinton. And when Dick said that, when I was talking to him, I'm going, are you for real? You mean that? And frankly, he did. So, again, when we get to that part of the interview, take notes, because I'm still in shock by it. Show me your host, Doug Opar. A lot more coming up after the break.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We're back. I believe we're back. Jumping to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, and pay attention, folks. Okay, we're back at it again. Dick Morris joins me. I'm delighted to have him on with me. He's an author, commentator, strategist, and a political consultant for the likes of Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. He's got a weekly show on Newscast. Got a weekly show on Newsmax, which is my new go-to channel in a lot of ways. I think you mentioned this once before, Dick, that Fox is kind of gone. We've totally lost Fox in a big way, correct?
Yeah, what happened, first of all, my book is called The Return, Trump's Big Comeback Win in 2024. Yeah, what happened is with Fox is that Murdoch, the owner and controller of Fox, Rupert Murdoch, never liked Trump. And, in fact, when Trump began to run for president in 16, he didn't take him seriously, so he didn't say anything about him. Then when it looked like Trump would win the nomination, Murdoch called for and asked for a meeting. This is a matter of record. And Hillary declined, and obviously Murdoch was looking at endorsing her. And then Trump got elected, and Murdoch had to keep his doubts to himself because Trump controlled the FCC at that point. And then when Trump left office, and you had January 60s, all that stuff. Mira pounced, and he went to the New York Post, the Wall Street Journal, and Fox News, all of which he owns and controls. And they did a sharp about-face, 180 degrees, from praising Donald Trump to knocking him because of his own orders from Murdoch. And the sin that Trump committed against Murdoch was he didn't listen to him. He didn't let Murdoch control him. He controlled himself. And Murdoch, in that political capital and a political figure, he can't control. And this goes to the point. The reason the Republican establishment is alienated from Donald Trump is that they are old-line Adam Smith capitalists who believe in the doctrine and the wealth of nations, Adam Smith's book, which is free flow of labor and goods. And Trump says, no, you can't do that now. Free flow of labor means Americans lose their jobs to immigrants, illegal immigrants.
Yep.
Free flow of capital means, free flow of goods means that we have imports that put our companies out of business because they're artificially low priced through currency manipulation. So he said, I'm amending that doctrine and putting America first. And the other Republican candidates just haven't gotten it.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that hard. All right, in your book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback, you also have a line in there that says, our candidate must be Donald Trump, no exceptions.
Yep.
What about the VP? Will that play at all into this?
No, not much. It can't be DeSantis because they're not from the same state. Because they are from the same state, and that's illegal. But I think that that Trump's, the reason it has to be Trump is that, first of all, that he can say, I did it already, and nobody else can.
Right.
And secondly, that there are two key constituencies that he brings in that nobody else can deliver. The first is the working class, the blue-collar, high-school-educated working class. Hillary called them deplorables. Obama said they cling to their guns and Bibles. And Trump said, no, these are Americans, and I'm going to listen to them, and I'm going to deliver for them. And in the 4 years of his presidency, listen to this statistic, he increased income after inflation, after inflation, by six, and after taxes, by $6,000 a year per household. That's $100 a week extra that we earned under Trump. And, coincidentally, under Biden, the cost of living has decreased our incomes by $6,000 a year. $100 a week in, $100 a week out. It's a perfect symmetry. And Trump delivered that. And secondly, the Hispanics. I was on the phone with Trump when the riots broke out in the summer of 2020. And he said, this is going to cost the Democrats, the Latinos, and the Asians. Because he said, these folks want to be Americans. They came here on rafts of the freaking ocean. And they did it because they valued America as the land of opportunity and freedom. And they are not about to sit by passively and go along with these Democratic policies. They're turning us into Venezuela and into Cuba and into Mexico and into Nicaragua. They're not about to do that. And he was so right, and it led to a huge shift in the Latino vote to a point where right now, in the Biden versus Trump polling, Trump carries Latinos.
Wow. That's very cool.
And you can't say the same about DeSantis. I mean, he's amassed a great record as governor on a limited range of issues about parental power, about pornography and racism in schools and education and all of that. But how do we know he can stop inflation? How do we know he can hold down gas prices? How do we know he can stop North Korea and stop Russia? Trump, when he took office, Kim Jong-un sent a telegram saying, I have a button that can destroy the United States. And Trump wrote back, listen, Buster, I have a bigger button than you do. That shut him up. That shut him up. For 3 years, he didn't test a missile. He didn't explode a bomb. And the minute Trump left office, he went at it again. Yeah. And how do we know DeSantis has that kind of start?
Agreed.
That kind of ability to stand up. We know that Trump does because he did.
You know, one of the comments in the book, you know, you talk about taking back the country by reframing Trump's agenda. He's got to change the party. I mean, he did change the party quite a bit, but he's got to finish that job, does he not?
Yeah. Oh, he is. Trump took over the Republican Party in 2016. He orchestrated a takeover, but now he's orchestrating a makeover. He's made 182 endorsements, and 172 of them have won. And these aren't just incumbents up for re-election. These are primary challengers to Republican incumbents who are defeated. And he's totally remaking the party from a country club party to a working class party.
We used to call it the wine and cheese party where I'm at, you know, because every event they had was at a high-class wine and cheese place.
Yeah, wine and cheese and country club.
Yep.
Exactly.
So, all right, again, let's go back at this. What's your prediction for this upcoming November election?
Trump's going to win, and I believe his opponent's going to be Hillary.
Really?
Yeah. I think that... Biden's not going to go again. They'll force him out after the election in 22. And initially, the leftists will all be the front runners in the Democratic primary. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and believe it or not, AOC will, I think, be the president.
Wow.
She's 3 months old enough by 3 months. And then the party leadership will panic, and they'll go to Hillary, just like they did in 2016. And say you've got to run for president to stop Bernie Sanders from taking over our party. And she's ready to run, and just like she never runs in her own name. She says, "I'm the first woman running. I'm saving the party from Bernie Sanders." And she'll run, and I think she'll lose the primaries, but I think she'll win the superdelegates who are fixed, and she'll steal the nomination and then lose the election.
Unreal. Yeah. Okay, Dick, your book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback, is available where?
Every place. I'm not being blacked out.
Amazon, really?
Barnes & Noble, even those quaint little things called bookstores.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dick, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. It really is. It's when he says his book isn't being blacklisted or blocked, it really does happen. Somebody like Amazon, or good friend, I haven't had him on in a while either. I haven't said it. They block his books on a regular basis, so he can't get it out there. He can't get the information out there. And that's again, they don't want your stuff to be read, seen, or heard. Right? That's why you really have to pay attention to what's going on and get involved and get engaged. But he floored me on the Hillary thing. And I do agree with him. They will tell her how much they need her, how bad things are. You know, I don't even know how to say this, but really they're all too old. Look at Joe. I mean, the poor guy can't even walk where he's going. Doesn't know where he's at. Hillary's got some medical issues. You know it. You see it. Is this the best they have? Is this all they have left? I mean, Bernie Sanders is in pretty much in better shape than their top group. And for a diverse group, what do they have? At the top of their list, these old white guys and an old white woman. And AOC, my God, if she became president, we all better leave and leave fast. I mean, seriously. But I don't even think the far left wants her as president. But I'm amazed when it comes to the way they do some of the things. The voting, what's going on in somebody's city. I am constantly amazed at how these people end up back in office. Freaks me out. Joe Matino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, joe@therealside.com. We'll be back in a few minutes.